Yeah, that's been taken care of, but what happened was my heat sink went out on my UHF. The radio was in perfect condition, other than every time, you know, when I keep keying up, it'd get hot and the UHF would go out. So I, and you and Yezu did not support that radio no more because it was too old. It's, I got that radio back at Oak War or something like that. So I found a place to send it to a guy in Florida. And when it got to him, that's when he told me he couldn't do nothing about it because three of the knobs were broken off and everything. And he said, "I'm, you know, I'm sending it back to you and everything." So, of course, I went and talked to UPS. And I, at that time, I didn't know they had, like, franchise or something. They wasn't a real UPS, I don't know. But so I had to take them to court, and we did it online. I could see him, I could see the judge. At that time, you know, they didn't want nobody in 36th District Court. So so the guy tried to lie and said it worth, the radio wasn't worth it. Well, if it wasn't worth it, he shouldn't have let me put insurance on it. He should have said, "No, I can't do that. It's not worth it." But make a long story short, he lied. But anyway, and the judge had a computer at his desk while we were talking. And he said, "What kind of radio is this?" I told him and everything. And he said, "Oh, yeah, I got it right here." And he says, "Oh, you got one that's $1,000, $900. $600. So what he did, he got me the least amount of what the radio cost, but yet I paid insurance for about $900. So I was a little pissed off at the guy. You know, the judge made him pay me $600, but and said, well, the guy said, "Well, I don't even need the radio, so you can have your radio back." So I got the radio back, but that's why I wound up with this 991A at Rogers.